In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have the readings for Sunday, which speak about charity. Our Lord reminds us to control our anger, to not insult others, and to reconcile with our brother before we bring our gift to the altar, which can refer to just prayer, too. If we go to pray and we have something against our brother, or the brother has something against us, or we have ill will in our heart, how can we ask for anything from God? How can we expect him to look favorably upon our prayers if we have ill will in our hearts? So we have to get rid of ill will and lack of charity in our heart before we even pray. And in the first reading, we are reminded to also be of one mind with our brothers and be modest and humble and not render evil for evil, but bless our neighbor who may offend us. And being humble is very necessary in practicing charity as well. So if we're proud, it's easy to look down on our brother and take offense at little things and be irritated at so many things so easily. So humility really covers a lot of on lack of charity, that humble disposition towards ourselves, thinking less of ourselves and putting others on our level, even higher than us, and then we can be more charitable to them, or at least more disposed to charity to them. And when we are offended, we bless our neighbor, we bless our enemies, we have that kind of disposition of blessing. So that's always something that we need to keep remembering, this charity, remembering that St. John, every time he was brought out in his old age to speak to the people, he would always say, love one another, and that's all he would say. And we keep saying it every time they brought him out. So we have to continually be reminded to practice this kind of charity towards our neighbor on a daily basis, and on a regular basis, reminding ourselves to have this charity in our heart, this disposition of goodwill to our neighbor, to think well and to feel good about our neighbor as much as we can, to feel good, or if we don't, then to pray for that grace. I remember a mother of one of the friars who I used to know, she had a husband that was abusive to her in many years of her married life, and then he was on his deathbed and she still didn't feel good about him, and she prayed to God to help her to feel good, to feel, have the same feelings of love towards him that she had in the beginning of her marriage. And she prayed for that, and God answered her prayer. And we too can pray for that grace to feel good about our neighbor if we don't. And that certainly is a great help to us in practicing charity. But if we don't feel, even if we don't feel good about our neighbor, we still can choose to do good to them, choose to help them and pray for them. And so let us do that.
Fructum ventris tui.